From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia earmarks weapons for Iran. The Obama administration expressed concern Monday over Russia's possible sale of sophisticated S-300 air defense systems to Iran. A White House spokesman says the administration has previously made known its objection to the sale.
Мы убеждены, что на данном этапе необходимость...
But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said because of the progress made in recent nuclear talks, the rationale for an international arms embargo has disappeared. Top U.S. administration officials, led by Secretary of State John Kerry, are briefing lawmakers on Capitol Hill in an effort to persuade Congress to give the international community more time to secure a nuclear agreement with Iran. Secretary Kerry is expected to hold a closed-door briefing with members of the House of Representatives Monday evening, ahead of a similar meeting with senators on Tuesday. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is heading to the United States, hoping to convince President Barack Obama to give his country more air support and billions of dollars in new arms shipments to fight Islamic State militants. Mr. Abadi said Monday that although the United States has already increased its support of Iraq, more is needed. Mr. Abadi is meeting Tuesday at the White House with President Obama during the Iraqi leader's first visit to Washington as prime minister. The elections taking place in Sudan today through Wednesday are sure to give President Omar al-Bashir another term in office. A victory for Mr. Bashir and his National Congress Party is guaranteed because the country's main opposition parties are boycotting the vote. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton has begun her 2016 presidential campaign. The former Secretary of State stopped for gasoline and to shake a few hands in New York and Pennsylvania on her way to her first formal campaign event in Iowa Tuesday. The Midwestern state is home of the country's first presidential caucus. Many women voters welcome the candidacy.
I think she's an awesome woman with experience. She has that it that's going to make the difference. She's going to drive it home.
I think so. She's worked very hard to get to where she's at, and I believe there should be a woman president. It's time already.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Mark Rubio told his top donors Monday that he is running for president. He is expected to make a formal public announcement at an event Monday evening in Miami. Eight Cambodian political activists, including monks and members of the main opposition party, were released on bail Monday after 5 months in detention. The released activists include U.S. citizen Meech Soverana and others facing accusations related to a protest in 2014 that turned violent. The bail was given after royal pardons were issued for 10 women housing rights activists and one monk over the weekend. Iranian officials say they will stop sending religious pilgrims to Saudi Arabia after allegations of mistreatment by Saudi authorities. Edward Uranian reports.
Iranian Culture Minister Ali Janati told Iranian TV that Riyadh must punish border guards who allegedly assaulted Iranian pilgrims last month before Iran will allow more of its citizens to take part in the minor pilgrimage. He said the Saudi border guards molested two Iranian teenagers at Jeddah airport last month and went on to say the men should be given the death penalty. Iranian media reported two young male pilgrims were sodomized by the Saudi border guards. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The United States and European nations are pressing Libya's rival factions to declare an unconditional ceasefire, but violence erupted Monday when a bomb exploded outside the Moroccan embassy in Tripoli. The founder of France's far-right National Front Party, or FN, says he will not run for office in regional elections later this year. The announcement by Jean-Marie Le Pen follows a public spat with his daughter, who is now the party leader. Le Pen told Le Figaro magazine that he would not seek office even though he still thinks he is the best candidate. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.